they did a search warrant on Wednesday. Rudy was on Tucker Carlson on Friday. Lots of excitement. Rudy's new lawyer is the one, the only close personal friend of Jeffrey Epstein, Alan Dershowitz.
Oh, it's hard to know where to begin about that. What is...
Right?
Well, the first thing to know about this is, of course, that everything that he says and Dershowitz says about this is bullshit.
But Dershowitz said...
Dershowitz basically said you cannot execute a search warrant against the lawyer.
Unless you think they're going to destroy evidence, wink, wink.
That's completely untrue.
And that's never been true, right? That's just bullshit.
I mean, there is the fact that the Justice Department doesn't like to execute search warrants on lawyers.
Right.
And the reason why they don't like that is because they don't want to get into messy disputes about attorney-client privilege.
Right.
And they have respect for the adversarial system. So they basically, if there's a way to get evidence without going to a lawyer, it's incumbent upon them to do that. And if they ever seek to execute a search warrant on a lawyer, they have to go to the main justice and get permission from senior people in the criminal division on Pennsylvania Avenue. That tells you a lot here, because even though there's a probable cause standard for any search warrant where you have to show that there was probable cause that a crime was committed and that there's a basis to believe that the executing the search warrant will provide evidence of that crime, in this case, they had to do much, much more than that. They were seeking to get information from a lawyer, which they don't normally do, and there's basically a presumption against that within, as far as operating procedures in the Justice Department are concerned. And this guy was the former lawyer, purportedly as acting as a lawyer, to a former president of the United States, and to a president of the United States while he was president. And that's just, I mean, they would not have authorized, the people in Maine Justice would not have authorized this search warrant unless there was a pretty good record. And I think someday we'll see affidavit from the FBI agent that was submitted to the magistrate judge who issued this warrant.
So you think Rudy's not innocent?
I think he's in deep shit. I mean, they just would not do this unless they had evidence that they were pretty sure was enough to prove a crime.
From Igor and Lev?
Igor, Lev, but they've talked to other people. There are reports that they've talked to a lot of other people, including in Ukraine. You know, they went, as Rudy complains, they've got a lot of his electronic materials already, presumably.
Right, his iCloud.
He claims they went to Apple and they don't need to notify him. To subpoena Apple for that stuff or whoever else. And, you know, he has this, you know, he acts like he's guilty, right? I mean, you see these reporters saying, you know, he changes his phone number every few weeks. He has multiple cell phones and gets them all confused. Well, that's the sign of somebody who's scared that people are learning about his activities.
My sense is that hiring Alan Dershowitz is never a good look.
No. I mean, Dershowitz is a smart guy, but he's off, you know, he's been off the rails for a long time. And, you know, when I clerked for a federal appeals judge in 1987-88, you know, I remember listening to the judges talk about Dershowitz. Dershowitz used to take on these cases on appeal in the Second Circuit in New York. They didn't like him. They thought he was basically just full of hot air. They liked his brother, Nathan Dershowitz, who was he ran his own small criminal defense firm in the city. They thought pretty highly of Nathan Dershowitz. They did not like Alan Dershowitz, who they felt was, you know, a blowhard, and he's off the rails. I mean, in the first impeachment trial, Dershowitz made crazy arguments as to the effect that, you know, if the president does something, it's for the benefit of the nation and therefore it can't be a crime. It can't be impeachable, which was just insane. I mean, that was his argument about why Trump shouldn't have been impeached for what happened in Ukraine as well. He was the president, and that doesn't make any sense at all. And now he's arguing that lawyers are immune from the execution of a search warrant, and that's just not true either.
Do you think that there are going to be more Trumpy shoes that will drop? Because I've seen reporting that Trump World is like actually nervous that Rudy might flip on Trump.
Well, they should be nervous because, you know, what Trump did was criminal. in the Ukraine situation. I mean, because what he did was he was using his power over federal funds to extort or to bribe a foreign official into doing something that benefited not the United States, but him, Donald J. Trump. Oh, God, I used his name. The former guy. Personally. That can be considered bribery. That can be considered extortion. And that conspiracy, if it happened, which I think it did, a central person in that conspiracy and conveying that extortive threat or the proposed trade or the bribe, it was Giuliani. I mean, he was central to that. His involvement was never fully explored in the impeachment hearings in the House because the House made the determination that it was just better to proceed on the evidence that was easily obtainable and sufficient, I think, to warrant impeachment and removal rather than to seek information that would have required going to court and litigating for several months well into 2020.
This is going to be fascinating. Do you think that we're going to see more of these search warrants? And also, Victoria Tamzing also had a search warrant, sir.